Welcome back. I'm Sonia Ricotti, and this is Session 3 of the Law of Attraction Plain and Simple Home Study Program, and it's called Connect Mind, Body, and Spirit. Achieve flow and ease in all areas of your life. Now, in the first session, I talked about discovering your purpose and what you really, really want in life. Not what you think you want, but what you really want. Then in the second session, we talked about finding inner peace and happiness. We discussed how to handle difficult situations, circumstances, and experiences with ease, how to unleash the past, and the importance of forgiving others and, of course, forgiving yourself. So now that you have figured out what you want, you have found inner peace and happiness, it's now time to take it to the next level and connect mind, body, and spirit. I'm going to start with a quote from Edward Stanley. He said, "Those who think they have no time for bodily exercise will sooner or later have to find time for illness." So it's really important to put yourself first. We really need to be in optimal physical, mental, and spiritual condition in order to be aligned with everything around us, everyone around us, and even be aligned with our inner selves. At times, we become so busy in our lives that we put ourselves last. We're busy with work, family, and so many other responsibilities. We try so hard to fit everything into our day, which, of course, is quite the challenge. During these very stressful times, we get so stressed, we don't have time to eat properly, we don't exercise enough, and we certainly don't have time to take time for ourselves and just sit, relax, read, meditate, or do anything that isn't part of our very busy, stressful daily obligations. I'm sure there are many of you out there that can really relate to this. The truth, however, is that if you don't take regular timeouts for yourself every single day, you will not, I repeat, will not achieve all of your goals. You will not find true inner peace and happiness. You will not be the best parent, partner, friend, or coworker, and you will not live your greatest life. Now, I know that sounds harsh, and you may be thinking, what? Who has time to take time for myself? I don't even have enough time to do everything I need to do in a day. Well, every aspect of your life is affected when you don't take time for yourself. Taking time each day, whether it's first thing in the morning or on your lunch break at work or before you go to bed, will help you decompress, gather your thoughts, reflect, re-energize both physically and mentally, and positively affect your overall mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. This will ultimately put you in a positive state anywhere you go, with anything you do, and with anyone you come into contact with. It will affect your interactions with your friends, family, coworkers, everyone in a positive way. You'll actually get more done instead of less done, and instead of feeling stressed, tired, completely burnt out, and frustrated, you'll feel amazing. So the question is, how do we connect mind, body, and spirit? Well, the first thing I recommend is to create what I call a gratitude manifesto. A gratitude manifesto is a book or journal that states everything you are grateful for in your life. You take a nice brand new blank journal and you write, "I am grateful for," and you just write and write and write. You can do it in point form, you can just free flow, you can even be creative and create a scrapbook with pictures of people, things, events, just as a reminder for what you are grateful for in your life. You see, when we get busy or things don't work out exactly the way we want, we can easily fall into the victim mode mindset, and we get stuck in that world. It's quite easy to get swallowed up by daily events and activities that overwhelm and stress us out. Having a gratitude manifesto allows you to put everything in perspective. I would also recommend writing all of your successes in life in this manifesto. For instance, I'm grateful for all the great successes in my life, such as starting my own business, winning that award, writing my own book, or whatever successes you have experienced over the years. So when you do experience a setback, you can always fall back on and remind yourself of all the many hundreds of successes you've achieved instead of focusing on that one setback. It's all about focusing on the positive. So once you've written your initial gratitude manifesto, ensure that you add to it regularly, each day if possible, and make it a habit to read it daily. For example, you can keep it on your nightstand and make it a habit to read it each and every morning when you wake up. This will begin your day on a feel-good note, and your positive energy will align itself with the universe and attract all that you desire for the rest of the day. I have to tell you, I've traveled a lot over the years on humanitarian trips, and after visiting refugee camps, poor villages, and orphanages, I have to tell you, it really isn't that difficult for me to get to that place of gratitude. We really do take so much for granted in our lives. Simply having a roof over our heads, enough food to eat, clean drinking water, medical care, and education, as basic as that sounds, those are luxuries for many developing countries. So make sure you're grateful for everything that you have. So now what I want you to do is ask yourself, what am I grateful for? And start writing the first 10 things that pop into your mind. This will be a great start to your new gratitude manifesto. So start writing 10 things you're grateful for. Go ahead. Now, I want to talk about what I call your inner champion hour. It's that hour that you take for yourself every single day, whether it be first thing in the morning, at lunch, after dinner, or before going to bed. It's time just for you. It's you time, not you and the kids time, or you and your spouse time, or you and your best friend time. It's you time. This is time for you to do some inner reflection, exercise, read, journal, meditate, go out in nature, take a walk in the park. Time just for you. Some of you may be saying, what? 1 hour? Where am I going to find 1 hour? If that's your case, it's important for you to uncover what the obstacles are that are in your way or will get in your way of taking that time for yourself. For instance, you may be way too busy. You may work too many hours. You have to feed the kids in the morning, go to work, pick them up, cook dinner. Absolutely just no time. So let's do that right now. I want you to go to your workbook and write out what the obstacles are in your life that may prevent you from taking time for yourself. Go ahead, go do that. So now that you have this list of possible obstacles, I want you to think about what you can do to overcome them. You may need to wake up earlier, you may need to arrange for someone else to pick up the children after school. Whatever it takes, think outside the box. If there's a will, there's a way. So take the time now and find outside the box solutions and write them down. Go ahead. Okay, now I'd like you to write out how you, your family, and your life in general will be positively affected by taking time each day to yourself. I really want you to imagine how you would feel if you exercised 3 times a week, meditated a few times a week, took a walk in nature, ate healthy foods. How would you feel? How would you be with your family, your friends, coworkers, if you were calmer, less stressed, and healthier? I want you to write that down. Go ahead and do that. Really let it sink in. So now let's discuss the different things you can do during your daily inner champion hour. There are a million different things you can do. Here are just a few suggestions and ideas. Do the ones that really resonate with you, whatever makes you feel good, happy, peaceful, and connected to one and all. One of my favorites is meditation. Meditation is a phenomenal way to clear your mind, reduce stress, and achieve inner peace. Now, if you're a beginner, guided meditation would be a great introduction to meditation. There are so many guided meditation CDs and MP3 downloads out there to choose from. Journaling is another great activity to do during your inner champion hour. Journaling is essentially having a conversation with yourself. It's a great way to connect with your inner self and recognize and acknowledge what's going on in your life. The thoughts you write down will clearly determine whether you're emitting positive or negative energy. If your thoughts are positive, great, you're on the right track. If they're negative, recognize this red flag and do what's necessary to release these unwelcome thoughts. Now, going outside and enjoying nature is another great idea. Being close to nature is a phenomenal way to create a feeling of connectedness and being at one with the universe. You can go for a hike in the forest, a walk on the beach, or a stroll in the park. I want you to observe the birds, the trees, the flowers, and all of nature around you. Something else you can do is exercise. The benefits of exercise are both physical and mental. It not only increases your physical health and appearance, but it also reduces stress, increases mental clarity, and elevates self-esteem, plus many, many, many other health benefits. You really should add an exercise program to your schedule. You don't have to exercise 2 hours a day, 5 days a week to reap the benefits of exercise. By simply setting aside 20 to 30 minutes 3 times a week to exercise, you'll begin reaping the benefits. You can take a walk, join a health club, take a yoga class, or play tennis. It doesn't matter what you do. Just do something that you enjoy. Just do something physical, anything. And the final thing I want to mention is ensure you eat a healthy diet. You've probably heard the statement, you are what you eat. And nutrition is a key element to your overall physical and mental health. Eating well-balanced meals and avoiding unhealthy foods will affect how you feel. Think about it. Think about the times when you ate a huge, heavy, fatty meal and how you felt afterwards. You may have felt tired, lethargic, bloated, unhealthy. All those feelings are negative. So in order to feel good, choose healthy and wholesome foods. By the way, a great idea to add to your daily Inner Champion Hour schedule is go on a date with yourself once a week. Now, I know that sounds a bit odd, but just go on a date with yourself. It could be going to get a massage, going to the museum, seeing a movie, whatever you enjoy doing. Set time aside to spend time doing something you enjoy all by yourself. And really, really enjoy your own company. Now, I'm going to ask you to start planning your daily Inner Champion Hour starting right now. What I'd like you to do is go to your workbook and list examples of mind, body, and spirit activities you would enjoy. Write out 5 different things you'll be doing during that hour. Will it be exercise, go for a walk in nature, journal, read, meditate, yoga? What will you do? Go ahead, go write that down. Okay, do you have your list written out now? Well, I want you to write down what time of day you'll enjoy this Inner Champion Hour. It would be ideal to have your Inner Champion Hour at the same time each day so it becomes a habit. But of course, that isn't always possible. Setting aside time for you each day is important. It's as important, if not more important, than any other appointment or meeting you schedule in your day timer. I recommend that you sit down every Sunday evening and plan out your week in advance. Schedule your massage appointment, meditation time, exercise, everything you'll be doing during that hour. If you do that, you will stick with it. Because what gets scheduled gets done. By honoring this hour each day, you'll feel rejuvenated, ultimately placing you in a positive energy field. Now, another important thing I want to talk about is the importance of removing all doubt. Now, in order to attract and manifest all that you desire, you must be prepared to receive it. In order to allow it to arrive, you must be free of any negative energy and have no doubt it'll come to you. You know, doubt in itself is a negative emotion and generates negative energy. And in order to truly allow and receive all that you desire in life, you really must remove all doubt and believe it is coming to you. Only then will it materialize and manifest itself into your life. Now, this can be achieved by 3 simple statements. Feel it, believe it, achieve it. I want you to feel like you already have what you want. Now, this is important in order to truly release any doubt and negative energy. So do what's necessary to truly feel what it'd be like to already have it all. Deliberately focus on what you want with laser beam intensity. I want you to go test drive your dream car, go tour your dream home, visualize in your mind and feel what it would be like to be with that perfect partner or soulmate in your life. Getting into that state of mind automatically generates positive energy, which will bring you closer to attracting all your goals. Now, the next thing you need to do is believe it. Believe you'll attract all that you desire in life. If there's any doubt at all, you're emitting negative energy. And a great way to remove all doubt is to simply ask yourself, is anyone out there doing what you want to do or has achieved what you want to achieve? If the answer is yes, and 99% of the time it is, then it's possible. If they're doing it or have achieved it, then so can you. You must believe that you will achieve your greatest life. And then once you truly feel like you've already arrived at your greatest life and truly believe it will manifest itself in your life, there's only one thing that'll happen. You will achieve it. Now, that doesn't mean that all you have to do is feel it, believe it, and everything will just happen and everything will land in your lap and all of a sudden you'll achieve it. Although I have to say sometimes that does happen. It just means that the universe will align itself to send you the opportunities and events in your life that will take you there. You have to recognize and be aware of these signs and then take action. Don't ignore them. Don't think about it at length. Just take action. Now, you may think these occurrences are just merely coincidences, but it is really a sign that the universe is answering your request. I want you to be present and aware when those opportunities arise, and then take action. I'm going to be taking you 20 years into the future. We're going to be doing a meditation visualization type of exercise. So I want to make sure, first of all, that you're not driving right now. And if you are, then I really recommend you turn this off. Now sit in a very comfortable chair that supports you with your feet on the floor. Adjust your body into a comfortable, relaxed, upright position. Place your hands in your lap. You can even lie down if you prefer. Now, gently close your eyes. Take a nice, long, deep breath in and breathe out. Notice your body and become aware of any tension you might be storing in your body. Begin releasing your tension as you exhale with each breath. Breathe in peace and calmness and exhale all your tension. Focus on your breathing. Allow your breathing to gradually slow down. Make your breathing a bit slower and deeper each time you breathe in and breathe out. Just release all the tension. Focus on your breathing. Now imagine a beam of white light is beaming through the top of your head, straight down your spine, into your legs, and down to your feet, straight to your toes. Your entire body is beaming with a bright white light. Now imagine your body being lifted and floating in the air, and that you're now flying into the sky. You're flying higher and higher and higher. You look down below and you notice that everything is tiny, everything's so small. And you continue to fly higher and higher. You begin to see the planet Earth, the big, beautiful planet. Take in the beauty of this planet, the lakes, the mountains, the forests, everything. Continue flying around, simply enjoying the view from up there. Now slowly start flying lower and lower and lower. The planet Earth is looking bigger and bigger as you fly lower and lower. You're getting really close to the Earth. And you're about to land in front of your home. But you're now 20 years into the future. You have landed back on Earth 20 years from now, and you're standing in front of the home you'll be living in 20 years from now. What does the home look like? Is there a garden? Are there flowers? Are there trees? Where is it located? Is it on a beach? Is it in a quiet neighborhood? What color is the house? Take it all in. Now, I want you to walk up to the door and ring the doorbell. The person on the other side of the door is you. But 20 years from now, you living your greatest life, happy, peaceful, and living your dream life. How does your future self greet you at the door? What is your future self wearing? What does your future self look like? What does it feel like to be around your future self? Your future self then takes your hand and walks you to a comfortable couch in the beautiful living room. Get nice and comfortable. You're about to have a conversation with your future self. And you have a lot of questions. The first question you ask is, in the last 20 years, what are the memories that stand out to you the most? What have been the most important memories over the last 20 years? And listen for the answer. Now, ask your future self, what advice can you give me in order for me to get to where you are right now? And listen to the answer. Now, what other questions do you have for your future self? Ask them now. Listen to what your future self has to say. Now, it's time to end the conversation with your future self. Thank him or her for giving you all this wisdom today. The beam of light is now beaming through the top of your head. You feel the warmth of this beautiful beam of light in your body. You feel it going down your spine, into your legs, and down to your feet, straight to your toes. Your entire body is beaming with light. Your body is being lifted and floating in the air, and you're now flying again into the sky, flying higher and higher and higher. You see your future self's home below getting smaller and smaller. You feel a sense of peace throughout your whole body. And you continue to fly higher and higher. You begin to see the planet Earth as a beautiful circular ball of color. Blue, green, brown. It's so beautiful. And now you begin to fly lower, slowly flying lower. And you're getting closer and closer to the Earth. And you're feeling so peaceful. And you have arrived to where you are now, right now. In a few moments, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll feel refreshed, peaceful, and energized. And you'll remember everything you were told. You will sit silently and then write down everything you learned in this beautiful journey. Three. You're coming back to present time. You feel refreshed and alert. 2. You begin to move your toes, your hands, your legs, and your arms. And 1. You open your eyes. You are peaceful, calm, and alert. Now, I want you to take the time to write out all your thoughts. What did you learn?
So this is the end of our third session of the Law of Attraction Plain and Simple Home Study audio course. Please go back to this session and listen to it again in order to truly get as much as you can out of it. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Sonia Riccotti. I wish you all the best and am looking forward to the next session. Take care.